When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy and we scroll through the internet for you. You're probably just trying to get out the door with back to school happening and work and life happening. So, hey. We'll scroll through the internet right now, and I'll read off the headline. And Hannah, you tell me, either keep it moving or tell me more. Gen Z says leggings are out at the gym.
What?
Yep, Gen Z says leggings are out for gym goers. They've moved on to sweatpants paired with tighter tops or oversized T-shirt, kind of like the Billie Eilish look at the gym. That's what Gen Z is starting to wear.
Oh, I must be outdated then because I always wear leggings.
Yeah, you are. And I can prove it because sales of leggings have dropped 47%.
What?
Really?
This year, yeah, it's no longer trendy. And so companies are now shifting. Like the Lululemon growth has also declined. Nike's trying to embrace this new trend, so they're releasing new activewear.
Well, just nobody can afford the Lululemon. There's too many good dupes out there now.
Yeah, they're all changing. Baggy sweatpants and like big oversized shirts for workouts has increased 400%.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're not stylish at the gym anymore, Hannah.
No, I'm not. I used to be cool, but quickly that fades. I don't like working out in baggy stuff. It makes me feel heavy.
Flight attendant says these three behaviors on a plane instantly reveal whether a man is into you or not.
Ooh, what?
All right. According to a flight attendant, she says she watches for these things. A man who generally helps stow your bags, even mid-airplane, reflects on how he shows up at home, too. If he orders a drink while you nap, if you're sleeping, and he gets you a drink. And if you fall asleep and if he reaches for your drink when it's ordered without even being offered. Like, let me grab that drink for you from the flight attendant.
Wow, that is very gentlemanly.
Those three moves. It really is just like they said, like acts of service. Like, if he's paying attention to you on a flight, we notice. And then we know if he's into you or not.
Flight attendants know the tea.
They do.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It was far from ordinary, the gender reveal that Hannah's boyfriend experienced. It's the Brett Maga Show, and we are curious out there, has anyone had a unique, different style gender reveal? 855-444-6342. If you've ever done a outside-the-box or witnessed an outside-the-box gender reveal, beyond like the cake cutting and... what is it, like the, you know, balloon popping?
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the two pretty standard ones. What ones did you witness or go to? Hannah saw one that I've just never even heard of before.
Yeah, so my boyfriend was like, hey, I'm going to this gender reveal at a park. And I'm like, okay, cool. So he goes there and I'm like, well, send me a video of the gender reveal. I'm thinking he's going to send me a picture of the balloons or people digging the cup into the cake or something. Like, I've seen a million times. And he gets done and he calls me. He's like, man, I couldn't even get a video of the gender reveal. It was so crazy. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, crazy gender reveal.
Your boyfriend's not like Mr. Social Media, though, so I didn't really have big expectations.
I did. I was like, take a picture of the damn pig. I don't know, but he said it was so crazy that he didn't. So this family, I guess, has a history of wrestling in the family. Like, I guess the dad of the baby wrestled, the brothers wrestled. And so in the middle of the park, they set up like a WWE-style ring, and they had planned a fight.
What?
Whoever won the fight would be the person to reveal the gender, like boy versus girl.
This is a lie.
Gender reveal. And that's how they revealed the gender.
So, like,
and so they tied it into like the family core value of, like, you know, wrestling's in the blood.
Wrestling.
That's how they revealed the gender of their baby.
So there's like everyone gathered around, and the blue guy versus the pink guy, and whoever won,
yes,
everyone, like, oh, that must be the winner. They pinned him 1, 2, 3. It's the boy or the girl.
It was a girl.
Yeah, oh. I was going to say, I've never been actually more curious.
I knew wrestling was rigged.
It is rigged.
It is real.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's how they revealed the gender of their baby.
A wrestling gender reveal. Wrestling match.
And I understand now why my boyfriend Julian was so shocked he couldn't take a video.
He was going to regret that. I want to see this video so bad.
I've asked him too. I'm like, ask anybody. Nobody has a video of this. I'm like, was this an underground street fight?
I think your boyfriend went to something very illegal. Whatever was happening was on the black market for sure. Yeah. Okay, did you have or witness an interesting gender reveal? There's no one calling, I guarantee, that can be anywhere close to this wrestling gender reveal. Anyone have an interesting gender reveal? 855-444-6342. Outside the cake and things like that. How did they reveal the gender? Not going to lie, I've never heard of a gender reveal where...
wrestling match.
You wrestle to the death and then, you know, the winner gets to, gets to reveal the genders, you know, the gender of the baby. It is the Brett Magus Show, and that's what Hannah basically, her boyfriend experienced. Her boyfriend's like, hey, I got to go to this gender reveal party. And he goes, they wrestled, and at the end, they got to reveal the gender.
Mm-hmm. It was a girl. Yay. Now someone has a nosebleed.
Pin 1, 2, 3, stand up. It's a girl. And they set up a whole ring at a park, like a whole wrestling, like the whole thing, WWE style.
Uh-huh.
Did they do intros and everything? Like, in this corner, the guy representing the girl.
Yeah.
And he does like a big speech and gets up on the, you know, the top bunk or whatever, you know.
He's in the pink leotard. Yeah.
Kevin, you went to one that's beyond just like the cake cutting and the balloons
and
the box.
I think people try to find different and unique creative ways. This was a while back. One of our friends decided we'll do a gender reveal using a pinata, you know, and I think that was the whole thing. You know, you would have the husband, you know, take a crack at it, and if he opens it up, you'll get to see it would reveal what happened was. That was what happened. The husband hit it, boom, blue came out, and it was a boy.
I think it's so interesting that people, like, the underlying theme of both the WWE and the pinata is people are like fighting to see who can figure it out first. I think that's really interesting.
I've seen like the golf ball one where you hit the golf ball and it sprays.
Those make me nervous too, because what if you swing and you miss?
Yeah, or baseball. People do the baseball.
Yeah, yep. And then you miss.
Did you guys see, like, so there's a couple of interesting ones, I'll tell you. There's a glow-in-the-dark party where black and white decorations and glow sticks, and then they head into a glow-in-the-dark area, and it's all pink or blue. Mm. People said that's another one. Treasure hunts, scratch-off tickets, designer scratch-off tickets.
Oh, I just found my future gender reveal.
I'm going to do scratch-off tickets. Yeah, that's kind of one. But, like, some of these gender reveals are absolutely insane. Like, there's people that have crashed planes on gender reveals.
Yeah.
Because they paid for the smoke for the train. Mm-hmm. Like, the smoke of a plane, and the plane crashed.
Well, that's just horrific. We just got a text saying, oh yeah, my niece did a wrestling match 3 years ago. It was a girl. Common theme. If you do a wrestling match, you're going to have a girl.
I didn't know wrestling match gender reveals and common theme.
Tapped into a new audience.
Yeah, I didn't know that would be a thing we said. Thank you for rolling commercial free for back to school week here on the Brett Magus Show. If you are just coming back from back to school and you took the summer off, we get it. We were jealous. We appreciate you coming back and hanging out with us.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly price. plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yes, we did get a new phone number. It's 855-444-MEGA. So you can always call us anytime. Just say hi. We get lonely, so call us right now if you want. 855-444-6342 is the new number. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There's been some recent news that came out that really makes me think that Dawson's Creek has like the closest cast yet. I'll tell you why I think that next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we all know I'm like a huge nostalgic TV anxious lover. And if you are too, you're going to be so excited to know that a Dawson's Creek reunion is finally happening. And it's might not be what you exactly think. It's just going to be for one night, and it's not really even happening for the reasons we'd all hope for and wish for. But the crew is coming back together for one special night to actually raise money for cancer, which hits home to the Dawson's Creek family because James Vanderbeek, who played Dawson, is currently battling stage 3 cancer. So the whole crew is going to be involved in this, and they're going to come together to raise money all towards this like cancer nonprofit thing.
That's really cool. That's really awesome that they're still close-knit enough to do that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I loved Dawson's Creek. It was like the most dramatic high school drama show before high school drama shows were super dramatic. And so I loved it, and I do think it's interesting that they're all so close that they're rallying around James Vanderbeek, who's really struggling. Like, he's been on the Today Show, and he's moved away from Hollywood, and I know he still wants to be there for his family or still have a career, but it's been really hard for him. The other thing is, Joshua Jackson and Katie Holmes are making a movie together right now. Joey and Pacey are making a movie. So there's this really great timing for it all for them to rally around him. I actually like this better than some of the reboots. Like, when we do the reboots, I feel like, I don't know, it just feels old, it feels redone. When the Friends did the reunion and I got to hear stories about that, what it was like for them on set and see them together as a, like, as James and as Joshua and as Katie, that's more fun to me, actually.
It makes it seem more real.
Yeah.
I would much rather have like a real, like, they're going to sit down, they're going to read the pilot, they're going to go through, I guess they're going to do a Q&A. I would just assume that they're going to do that. And you get to see like the real connection that they had on the show. And to me, that's just much more valuable than like a fake scripted
reboot.
Flop of a reboot.
But there's so many of them.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Time for the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Around 48% of us, so nearly half, have done this while cooking.
Ooh, nearly half is a good chunk. I'm going to say dance, like full on, like pirouettes in the kitchen.
I dance with my kids if that counts. What I do is not really considered dancing.
Yeah, I was like, going to say, you and dancing, I've never heard in the same sentence.
Falling with rhythm. No, not rhythm.
Opposite of rhythm.
I think it's dropped the thing we were cooking on the floor and then put it back in the pan.
Oopsies.
Yep. You don't see that? No. Okay, I'm good. All right. No, but Kevin's closer.
On the right track,
I feel like.
Oh, dang.
855-444-6342. If you want to text in your guesses, it's 855-444-MEGA. Around 48% of us have done this while cooking. I'll tell you what it is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day. About 48% of people have done this while cooking. And any guesses on the text line?
A lot of people are kind of leaning on Kevin's side. Dave said dropping the spoon or utensil, picking it up and keep using it. Gabby said licking the spoon and putting it back in, like doing a little taste test.
No, that's not correct. It's actually probably far worse than that. Smoke alarms have gone off while cooking. Nearly half of us have set off the alarms.
I feel like that's a nightly occurrence in your house, Brett.
I was just going to say that joke, but it wasn't really a joke. I was really
that's reality.
I was going to be like, oh, you guys have only done that once. I do that every night. It's the Brett Mega Show. Thank you so much for listening.
Blind rankings. Let's see how they rank.
Let's have a little fun. It's the Brett Maga Show. Let's do some blind rankings with back to school happening and everyone kind of being in back to school mode over this week, last week, or the next week for the upcoming weeks. Let's take you back to the lunchroom where the economy actually really can be changed. The game can be influenced. The deals can be made. It was like the stock market before the stock market.
Yeah.
You'd be making trades. You'd be checking out your friends, like, oh, what kind of snacks do they got? You want to go 2-for-1s, 3-for-1s. Mm-hmm. You got to make a deal when you're inside the lunchroom.
Oh, there's something special about school lunch.
And you know if you try to, like, trade somebody something and you got a bad trade, people would hear about it in the class.
Yep.
Like, oh, man, Kevin got ripped off. You see he went 2-for-1 on, and got, like, something weird kind of snack, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have Kevin do blind rankings,
lunchroom
snacks. So these are the little snacks that your mom used to pack for you in the brown bag back in the day. And you'd pack it out and be like, boom, what would you rank them? 1 through 5. Let's start with the traditional Twinkie.
I think a Twinkie's a 5.
Oh, Twinkie fifth.
Not a good one.
No, it's not.
All right, Hannah's writing them down for you. So Twinkie,
it's not a good one.
Already wasted your 5 spot. You
I
have
know.
No idea what's about to happen, but Twinkie is gone.
Right.
Fruit by the foot.
Oh!
Oh, fruit by the foot, man.
Old school, roll the whole thing down.
You got 1 through 4 open.
Slurp it up.
That's a 2.
Number
Whoa!
2, fruit by the foot. Animal crackers, no frosting, just plain, simple, old animal crackers.
Well, okay, that probably is right there with a Twinkie. I'm going to say number 4.
All right.
Oh, really?
Cosmic brownie.
Oh! Cosmic brownie.
You got 1 and 3 left.
I got 1 and 3 left. I have to say the Cosmic Brownie because it is a Little Debbie snack and because those are so awesome. A favorite in my household, 1.
Okay,
you know what? I was going to say those have a really high market value in the schools.
They do. So Cosmic Brownies, you would get like a good 2-for-1 deal, man. You could probably get.
You could split them in half and get a double deal.
You
too.
Dude, you could do that. That was, mm-hmm. you were
comes
really good.
Pre-cut.
You would. Dude.
I was the negotiator.
Yes. I used to try to ask for Cosmic Brownies because I thought they were so overrated so I can multiply like my snack game. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Mom, can I get a Cosmic Brownie? Then I'd go in and be like, who wants a Cosmic Brownie?
People will offer a whole tray for
I'd be getting like,
brownie.
You know, like Ho-Ho's, Swiss Rolls, a little Fruit by the Foot, just trying to swap Rice Krispie Treat. I used to be able to get a Fruit by a Foot Rice Krispie Treat for like 1/2 of a Cosmic Brownie. Mm-hmm. I'd be able to 2-for-1 easy, man.
All you have left is the 3 spot,
number 3,
Kev.
So what's number 3?
Dried fruit.
Oh,
Kevin wins.
Shoot.
Dried fruit.
You
over...
and your raisins can go sit by yourself.
Yeah. You and your raisins ranking over the Twinkie and ranking over animal crackers. You did a good job with the animal crackers.
Yeah.
I feel like dried fruit was 5, though.
Yeah, it's mid.
It's mid.
Wow.
Kevin's really back to school, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.